Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, flying solo again today for the first in a series we're going to be calling Hidden Gems. Our goal with Hidden Gems is to dig deep and find some spicy underplayed cards in Commander. And today we're going to start the color pie in Wooburg order with white to unearth one spicy nugget of a card. So, one of my fellow hosts, Alex, has argued that white is a bad primary color, but possibly the best support color you could ask for when building a deck. White brings some of the best removal in the format to the table, as white has the ability to answer every type of threat, something that no other color in Magic can really claim. White has the ability to disenchant enchantments and artifacts. White has the ability to blow up creatures. White has the ability to answer just about anything as long as it's already on the battlefield. So, starting from the very beginning of the game, white has had some of the best point removal in the game. White has access to cards like Swords to Plowshares and Path to Exile, great single-target removal that can cheaply, efficiently, and permanently get rid of troublesome creatures. White also goes wide with some of the best mass removal in the game, cards like Wrath of God, which literally gave the category of Wrath their name, as well as slight tweaks on that, like Day of Judgment, as well as Rout and Fumigate, highly played cards, which, for the cost of a little extra mana, give you some additional flexibility or a little bit of extra bonus over the original effect of Wrath of God. What's that you say? You need the ability to get rid of not just creatures, but also artifacts and enchantments? Well, no, do you worry. Fortunately, we have even more flexible cards in white, such as the All-Star Austere Command, which lets you take your pick from the menu of removing artifacts, enchantments, big creatures, little creatures, or the more recent printing of Cleansing Nova, which for one less mana, simply gives you destroy all creatures or destroy all artifacts and enchantments. So white has always been good at getting rid of just about everything, often in a very efficient package. But what happens when you want to get rid of something very cheaply? And what happens when you want to get a lot of value out of a very low-cost card? Well, when we're looking to get rid of cards and enchantments in particular at a very low cost, often we're going to be looking at cards like Disenchant, the original, one in a white to destroy target artifact or enchantment at instant speed. Our hidden gem is actually a tweak on this kind of card. We're going to be looking at a very low mana cost for a very efficient card that could potentially have a very wide reach of effect. And our hidden gem for this week is Leave No Trace, an instant for one and a white with the text Radiance, destroy target enchantment and each other enchantment that shares a color with it. Radiance was the ability word for the Boros Guild in the original Ravnica set. Radiance served to remind players that the spell, in this case, Leave No Trace, would affect not just the initial target of the spell, but each other potential target that shared a color with it. This was seen on a lot of buff spells that could buff your entire team, as well as removal spells like Bright Flame, which was essentially an X-damage lightning helix that hit target creature and all other creatures that shared a color with the initial target. Since Ravnica was and remains a multicolor set, it was potentially very powerful, where hitting a multicolor target could then radiate out and hit a large portion of your opponent's board, while often leaving your board untouched. So this is potentially even more powerful with all those Enchantress decks that are likely running around as a result of Theros Beyond Death being released earlier this year and giving a lot of new tools and a lot of different colors for these Enchantress decks. I would argue that Leave No Trace has a really strong place in a lot of more well-developed metas, where you're comfortably in the balanced pushing into the optimized quadrants, and you see a lot of value-based decks starting to lean on enchantments to accrue that value. Just looking over some of the basics, green loves their Sylvan Libraries, their Guardian Projects, their Seasons of Growths. Blue loves getting value off of Rhystic Study and controlling combat with Propaganda. Black is living the value life with cards like Phyrexian Reclamation to keep getting creatures out of the graveyard and Necropotence to just keep drawing more cards. It's so easy to get incidental value off this card where you need to stop and pick off the Omnath Locus of Rages player from going off with Perilous Forays, but you also incidentally pick off their Exploration and another opponent's Sylvan Library. A 3-for-1 is still very good in Commander, particularly at such a low cost and at instant speed. Now, some important notes about this card and the Radiance effect. You can get around Hexproof and ruin an Enchantress player's day by targeting their Sterling Grove, a green and white enchantment that makes all of their enchantments have Shroud, by targeting Sterling Grove itself and then wiping out that protective enchantment and all of their white and green enchantments in one fell swoop, these often forming the core of the Enchantress player's game plan. Importantly, too, against the Theros gods, you can hit every enchantment that player owns by targeting their commander. You won't necessarily get rid of their commander unless you have some way to get rid of its indestructibility, but you can destroy all that player's other enchantments. Now, in metas that are more firmly in the casual quadrant, I would say that disenchant probably still has a significant edge, as a lot of decks built in that level, particularly with precons, you will see that enchantments tend to be a lot weaker than artifacts. So in less firmly established metas too, where you don't really know what you're going to be going up against, it is probably closer to disenchant that you want to have your effects be, where they're more modal, as opposed to being something that will accrue a greater amount of value, like Leave No Trace. In our meta, it's very well established. We have a lot of decks that are leaning very heavily on enchantments for their payoffs. Leave No Trace honestly becomes my go-to for enchantment removal, particularly at a low cost. So how deep did we have to dig to find this card? Well, Leave No Trace is from the original Ravnica City of Guild set. It currently sees play in 120 total decks on EDHREC.com. That, my friends, is a hidden gem from deep from Magic's history. I hope you've enjoyed this particular Gemstone Mine hidden gem. Be sure to join us next week when we're back with the full crew for a full-length audio episode. Until then, be sure to like and subscribe. Be sure to leave a comment or send us a message if you have other hidden gems that you think are going missed by the greater Commander community. So until next time, I'm John, this is Gemstone Mine, we'll see you again soon. You can reach the crew from Gemstone Mine on Twitter at GemstoneMineMTG or send us an email at GemstoneMinePodcast@gmail.com. On YouTube, we're Gemstone Mine Podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.